This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Corbett Report Radio. As I say, I am your host, James Corbett, and I am broadcasting to you from Western Japan as we speak. And, of course, there are many, many things going on all around the world, and being in Western Japan, one of the foremost on my mind is, of course, the ongoing nuclear crisis at Fukushima Daiichi, the nuclear power plant that was stricken by the 3.11 earthquake and tsunami here in Japan and has since been spewing out nauseous, toxic, radioactive substances into the atmosphere and leaking them into the ocean in unprecedented levels, as more and more scientific studies are showing. But before we get into all of that type of nasty news, maybe I should, as I say, introduce myself and some of my websites, because as I introduced in the first segment, I do have CorbettReport.com, where you can follow basically all of the media that I've been putting out the last 4.5 years. But there are other websites as well that I maintain, including FukushimaUpdate.com, the newest website in the Corbett Report arsenal, which looks at the Fukushima crisis and gives daily updates of basically every single news story I can find all around the web. So it's a great source of all-over information, and I think a great roundup of information that I don't know of any other website that does quite that much in terms of collecting all the information on Fukushima. So if you're interested in the gradual poisoning of most of the northern hemisphere, I would suggest FukushimaUpdate.com as a place to go for that. I also run ClimateGate.tv, which was set up, obviously, in the wake of the ClimateGate scandal, the 2009 climate change scandal in which the University of East Anglia's internal emails and documents were leaked out by an anonymous whistleblower and exposed a lot of the collusion and collaboration going on in the shadowy world of climate science. It sounds almost ridiculous until you actually start researching it. And so ever since then, I've been posting updates, news and information coming out about the ongoing global warming scam. I also have AlQaedaDoesn'tExist.com, which is the homepage for a documentary that I started in late 2008, early 2009, about the sham of Al-Qaeda and how that fiction that was really invented by the U.S. government has been used as an excuse to take more and more of our rights. That is an ongoing documentary project, but it hasn't been added to in quite a while. And I also have a website for my forthcoming book, Reportage, which is a book that I'm working on and have been working on for years and will continue working on until it's done. So I'm afraid I can't give any more firm timeline for the release of that book than that. But as I say, the number one website to go to is CorbettReport.com, and there you'll be introduced to my podcast, my interviews, my articles, my videos that I've been creating, conducting, producing, and editing together for the last 4 years now. And it's been quite a remarkable ride, really, from there to here. But I suppose I should start from the beginning, as everyone wants to know about the biographical details and the background of the people that they're listening to, and I think not without some cause. So let me start by saying, as I said at the beginning, I am a Canadian. I was born and raised in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains in beautiful Calgary, Alberta. And I still think, for my money, the Rocky Mountains are the most beautiful place on the entire planet that I've traveled to in my many travels around the world so far. So I always hearken back to there, and that will always be my home and native land. And I grew up and I was born and raised there. My parents are from England, so I had a bit of British upbringing and background, but I was always born and raised and lived in Canada. And I lived there my whole life, and I ended up going to college in my hometown of Calgary, University of Calgary, and studied English literature. And after that, I spent a year and a half working at a property management office in downtown Calgary, managing the commercial sky-rise properties. And basically, I was the front desk gopher doing a little bit of everything. But it was a great experience, a great opportunity to learn a little bit about that that interesting world of commercial property management and all of the things related to that. And it did give me a bit of grounding in the real world after all of that highfalutin education that I'd been exposed to or indoctrinated with all my life. And then after that, I saved up all my pennies during that that period, and I saved up enough to actually go to Dublin, Ireland, to study Irish literature at the University of Dublin, Trinity College. And I did that for a year and earned a master's degree while I was there. So that was an incredible experience. And I don't remember much about the education, but the bars and the drinking were great. No. Well, in all seriousness, it was a beautiful, beautiful country, and I enjoyed my time there very, very much. But it was extremely expensive. So it was one day on campus at the end of my year-long master's degree program that I managed to run into a friend completely by accident who just suggested that he was going to look up possibility of teaching English in Asia. And fancying myself a bit of a world traveler and wanting to see more of the world and never having been to Asia, I thought, that's a pretty good way of making money and traveling. So it was that soon enough I was using the internet to find my next job out here in Japan. And that was, I guess, probably 8 years ago now that I was looking for that job. And then 7 years ago, I actually arrived on the shores of the land of the rising sun to start my new life as an English teacher, which, of course, was only going to be for 1 year. Of course, only 1 year. But somehow it ended up being a little bit more than 1 year. And here I am 7 years later. I'm still living in Japan. I have a wonderful Japanese wife and many friends here. And I very much like Japan and many things about Japan and Japanese culture that obviously compel me to stay here. And it's, of course, very difficult to watch what's happening with Fukushima and knowing that that this great country and these great people are being so horribly affected by what's going on. But I guess moving away from the biographical background, it was about four and a half years ago that I moved into the Corbett Report and started producing CorbettReport.com. The reason that I did that, well, ultimately it comes down to just a chance happening of managing to get an internet connection in my home and suddenly encountering things like YouTube and Google Video and things that just hadn't existed before when I first had the internet. So it was like a great new discovery for me, and like a kid unwrapping presents on Christmas morning, I got right into it and started delving into the types of political subjects that I've always been interested in, but never really been able to just research to my heart's content like that before. And it was not long before I started encountering information about 9/11 truth and the real truth behind the economy and other things that really opened my eyes to what's going on in the world. And after that, as they say, there's no turning back. So here I am all these years later. And I've been thinking to myself about what would be a good mission statement for this radio show that you're listening to right now, as this is our first ever edition of Corbett Report Radio. It should start off with something, some kind of statement of why I'm here, or why you should be listening to me, and why we should be learning together here every day, day in and day out, every weekday at this time. What is
that moment of panic? Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Died of a small wound to his left wrist and a couple of undigested pills after having told people that there were dark forces at play and he would be found dead in the woods is outrageous. That we are expected to believe that the single greatest warmonger in American history, the man currently occupying the Oval Office, is worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize, or that he would bring us some magical hope and change if only Congress would work with him, or that he is a good-intentioned man who just has to play ball with the system, is outrageous. That is the outrage. But the other side of this is the conviction. And as I say, if you don't understand the outrage without the conviction, then the equation doesn't balance and nothing makes sense. So when we come back from this break, let's get into conviction that drives us forward, and I'll give out the call-in number so that you can join in on today's program. Welcome back to Corbett Report Radio. Tonight we are going through CorbettReport.com for examples of the fact that we are winning this battle against tyranny and that we will win in the end as long as we do not give up. And again, this is not to be Pollyanna about the situation or go into it naively. I think it is certainly going to be difficult, but I think we have to believe that we do have a chance of winning, and that these forces that we're up against are not all-powerful, mythical beings descended from hell or ascended from hell in order to keep us enslaved forever. I mean, there are ways that that these people who claim to be running the world are just fallible humans, and they do make mistakes, and they are not impervious to all attack, despite their PR to the contrary. And that's why so much of their PR is to further and encourage the idea that they are an all-controlling, all-seeing, all-powerful, mystical, secret society brethren who are absolutely impervious. Of course they're not, and we are going to win this thing. So on that note, let's look at some more examples. And we will turn to an article I wrote back in January of 2010 in the wake of the ClimateGate scandal, which I think was one of the big wins of recent years, where the entire climate agenda was really derailed completely by the ClimateGate scandal. And despite the fact that the discussion has certainly moved on to other matters by now, I think ClimateGate was a big part of waking up a lot of people to what's really going on. And on that note, I held a contest in late 2009, early 2010 for listeners of the Corbett Report podcast to find creative ways to help spread the word about ClimateGate. And there was actually a prize associated with that, a signed copy of my forthcoming book, Reportage, which is not quite ready for publication yet. So let me apologize wholeheartedly to the people who actually won this contest and are still waiting for their prize. I guarantee them once I get this book done, it will be in the mail. At any rate, we wrote an article called Arrest the Climatologist Contest Entries, highlighting the work of some of the listeners who did some incredible work raising awareness and spreading the word about ClimateGate. Winning entries, there were three winning entries, one for an individual who sent a Gravatar in that people could use to help spread the word about ClimateGate online, Gravatar that you could use as your online persona when you're leaving comments on blogs, etc. There was another winning entry of someone who was using his own radio show on FM radio in BC to talk about climate change with Dr. Tim Ball. And there was another from our old friend and previous guest on the podcast and broadcast, Denis Rancourt in Ottawa, who has used his own radio program to spread the word about ClimateGate. He also called into French-Canadian radio to talk about ClimateGate and bring that to the awareness of the listeners. So some great work there. Of course, lots of honorable mentions from all sorts of people around the world. People in Sweden creating images about ClimateGate, someone in Argentina keeping up a blog with ClimateGate developments, or someone who sent in a poem called RIP Global Warming. It's extremely interesting and funny. I suggest you go and read this article so you can get that. Also, people writing articles in Spanish and letters to the editors in the Dallas Morning News and Facebook pages and all sorts of things that people created in the wake of ClimateGate to help spread the word. And of course, the Corbett Report, even at that time, was just a ripple in a much bigger pond, I guess, of the alternative media. But still, I mean, I'm just hats off to all the people who participated in that and who at that time were doing their level best to get the word out about that. And once again, I think it was demonstrable that the ClimateGate expose did have a huge, huge effect. Obviously, the immediate effect of derailing the Copenhagen talks and the very real talks of instituting some sort of formal institutional world governmental structure to help deal with this scourge of life-giving CO2 gas. But also, I mean, the ripples from that event continued on into the future and into our current times where, of course, as I say, the debate has moved on, but still more and more people are now skeptical about the entire climate scientists who we are supposed to lay down and venerate and give our lives over to, basically, in the name of this alarmism that they've been pushing for far too long. So once again, ClimateGate, another great example of how people truly can have an effect. In that case, it was kind of this gift-wrapped package that landed in our laps that we could then use to basically get people to take a look at what's going on and to question what we're being told by these scientists. Of course, that gift-wrapped package being the documents that were leaked out from inside the University of East Anglia. And I do say leaked out as opposed to hacked, as the global warming alarmists like to say it, because it turns out, according to one of the latest updates I've seen, the police force that was investigating the so-called...
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
If you love your Uncle Sam, bring him home, bring him home. My girls and boys in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, friends, welcome back to the program. Once again, this is Corbett Report Radio, and tonight we are talking to our guest, Andrew Gavin Marshall, who, of course, is one of my colleagues there at BoilingFrogsPost.com. And once again, if you're just tuning in, we are featuring Boiling Frogs Post guests and subjects all this week as we prepare to release a new Boiling Frogs Post DVD that contains not only seven of my own eye-opener reports and not only an editorial cartoon video reel from Paul Jamiol, who does excellent work there at Boiling Frogs Post as well, but it also contains an interview between myself and Andrew about his work there at Boiling Frogs Post and some of the things that he's up to. So Andrew, also a part of this DVD that will be forthcoming. And once again, it's not available yet, but as soon as it is, don't worry, you guys will know about it. So let's continue where we left off. We were talking to Travis in Tennessee. He's outlining some of his ideas for what we can do to supersede the power structure and overgrow the government instead of overthrow it, perhaps. But let's talk more about some of your ideas there, Travis. What have you got on the board?
Great. Well, thanks again for letting me speak up. There's four things that I feel like, you know, would really help. It's not necessarily a step process, but it's things that happen all the time. And if you think about your voluntary arrangements or your friends, things that you do every day, this happens a lot of times anyway, especially for like-minded people like ourselves. But so nullification. So, you know, if you don't agree with things that are going on, you know, we can look at, you know, money or food or education or healthcare. Just don't participate in it, and this goes right along with seceding yourself from it, your participation. Nullification is really the attempt to try to put it out of business. And we can look at anything that the government does. I've looked at money a lot, but like, you know, using alternative currencies, like Shire Silver is a good example. They were formerly a Liberty Dollar. Any of the hours systems, local exchange trading systems, and of course digital currencies. But yeah, I mean, you can go into anything: food, education, healthcare. And then superseding is just creating alternative means. And this is, like I said, using an alternative currency. You know, maybe you garden for your food. Maybe you tutor children in the area, you know, instead of having to participate in the public school system. And then finally, emulation, which is basically learning from the successes of others and the failures of others. I feel that just basically open source sharing of what works for you and, you know, just all these successes that happen in whatever niche facet of the economy we're talking about here. But so nullification, cessation, supersedence, and emulation is my four main points that I think each one of us uniquely can, you know, use whatever we're passionate about and do these four things.
Well, Travis, this might as well be Travis Report Radio, because that's exactly my thinking on this, and pretty much I couldn't dispute a single thing that you said there. Andrew, what's your take on that?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, and the examples were perfect, and they're already being done, you know, and that's why we don't hear about them, because, like you said, they are good examples, and you want to emulate good examples, so it's very important that people don't talk about the ones that are actually being done. For example, in Detroit, where a city so run down and economically destroyed, it may as well be a third world country. Well, you see people in very run down neighborhoods are organizing gardens and growing their own food. They even have livestock right in Detroit. And it's very successful. It's organic, and it's getting entire communities involved and revived. And it's something that's really inspiring and really interesting. Al Jazeera did a documentary on this, because, of course, you have to get this type of news from the Middle East, because Lord knows you won't be getting it from the U.S. media. And that's one of those just perfect examples. The caller mentioned food as one of those examples, which is incredibly important to take control of, because you need it to survive. So it's very important to have alternative systems of growing food. And if you look at, for example, suburbia with all these houses and their fenced off lawns, well, the fences are going to have to come down and people are going to have to start growing food in their gardens, or replacing their lawns with actual gardens and growing their own food. This is just a matter of necessity and increasingly so. And there's tons of other examples, as the caller mentioned. I absolutely agree.
Absolutely, and exactly right. If you are self-sufficient with food and you have alternative local currencies that can't be manipulated by, you know, central banks, then you've already removed two of the main leverages they have over you. So it's a huge step in terms of overthrowing the power structure rather than really trying to argue or dispute with that power structure or engage with it. Just simply replace it. So Travis, I couldn't agree more. I thank you very much for your call. Hope you'll call in again in the future, but we have another caller on the line, so let's move over to Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling in tonight.
Well, hi, James. Hi, Gavin. Can you hear me?
Hello,
okay?
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, great. You know, I must admit, I have been enamored with the language that, with the types of conversation that you're having right now for a very long time. I remember in 1980 attending, I catered an event for 2,500 people, and it featured Buckminster. I noticed from one of your comments, you reminded me of some of his famous quotations about...
Sorry, you broke up a little there, but I'm assuming you said Buckminster Fuller?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and... But it wasn't till later that I realized that he was really a rather an avowed socialist, that I began to look back and re-examine some of my own indoctrination to authoritarian constructs. And just recently, as an example, we started re-examining this thing called altruism. I noticed, Gavin, that...
I'm sorry, again, you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone? Lark, are you there? We lost him. All right. Okay, Lark, sorry. If you're still out there, please call back in. We're interested in your comments there. Well, of course, Lark does raise the specter of socialism, which is certainly something that I am ideologically opposed to as someone who is more interested in anarcho-capitalism. But, Andrew, I know your sympathies lie more towards social movement and struggles in terms of class consciousness. So what's your take on that issue in particular and how it might unite or divide the anarchic tendency altogether?
Well, I like to think of myself as libertarian socialist, which is just another word for anarchist. If you look at true anarchism, it's very similar to true socialism. For example, socialism is to be considered separately from state socialism, which I am opposed to, just like any other power structure, or institutional power structure, I should say. Socialism itself simply means workers controlling the means of production. Sort of anarchist organization of, say, a factory, you have workers controlling the factory. A socialist control of a factory is workers controlling the factory. Socialism is not the state controlling the means of production. That's state socialism, or just another brand of...
Not to quibble, but has there ever been any other kind?
Of
socialism? Has there ever been non-state socialism?
Well, yes, but I mean, in the same examples that there's been examples of anarchism and organizing factories. And I mean, you look at Spain, for example, up to the Civil War and the fascists who destroyed all the progress that was made. But Spain had an anarchistic government, which was libertarian socialist, largely. And then, of course, you had sort of socialist ways of organizing factories in Argentina, and even you've had worker-controlled factories and businesses all over the United States, some of them quite successful. They exist all over the world, and you see this also developing in crisis countries in Europe right now, like in Greece, where you see workers taking control of hospitals and even taking control of factories and other things and attempting to keep them open and get them functioning. And generally speaking, I mean, there's failures and successes like in anything, but generally speaking, they're quite functional. And Spain was far more advanced than any other country in terms of anarchism. And they... had a quite amazing experiment that was taking place. So, of course, the fascists came to destroy it. But the example still exists in history.
You use the term anarchistic government. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
A paradox, but anarchistic organization, I should say. You know, like Barcelona, for example, was run entirely through anarchistic organizations and communities. So it wasn't, of course, a government dictating and organizing, but it had all the services and everything, and it was functioning quite well. Was all organized by these sort of libertarian, socialist, anarchistic communities and groupings of individuals, and it was quite successful. You also saw the same thing that actually took place in
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We have in our society today, where people don't think and act as individuals. My understanding of collective organization is that you need the free-thinking and acting individual in order for any collective organization to actually function, and vice versa, for any collective organization to function effectively and efficiently, it needs to be composed of free-thinking individuals who are able to act and think independently, because these, I believe, are actually not opposed to one another, where I often see a lot of the discussion moving, either you're for individuality or you're for collectivism. I don't see those as diametrically opposed. I see them as mutually beneficial and necessary for one another to function properly. People will be able to bring their own talents and their own ideas into collective organizations. And without collective organizations, the individual talents and ideas of these people will not be able to have an actual effect. The idea that the product of any one person's idea, you know, this sort of type of Ayn Rand ideology of individualism,
right.
Where it's just you, it doesn't really function.
I see where you're going with this, and I understand that that's the way that this debate often gets framed. But for me, it's not even a question of individualism versus collectivism or some sort of synthesis of the two. For me, it's all about just voluntary participation in an organization. As long as participation is voluntary and all interactions within that organization are voluntary, I have absolutely no dispute with any type of organization people want to come up with. And right. That doesn't, by its nature, wouldn't subsume any individual's ability to have authority over their own life and to withdraw their participation from that system. As long as that's on the table, I'm happy with whatever people want to try, you know, try their hand.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. And I mean, the ideal would be to see so many different examples from libertarian socialism to what's called anarcho-capitalism, or there's such a massive variation. I mean, you won't find any type of variation like you will in the vast domain of what's called anarchism. There's so many different types and ideas and ways of organizing and acting and undertaking various alternatives that I think the best...
massive data and actually creating massive mind control. So you've got to understand what has happened to us. We have been stealthily captured, and they talk about how they will know everything, our checking accounts, our saving accounts, everything. They talk about ways in which they will get us to fill out forms and petitions, and they'll give us handouts, and for handouts we have to fill out quite a bit of data. Everything now, it's important for everyone to understand that everything is being run by these quantum computers and algorithms. And we are no longer, as I said at the beginning of the show, under a government. Our constitution is shredded. It's gone. Read and or watch the Iron Mountain documentary. It will show you how they did that. John F. Kennedy was assassinated or murdered only 10 days after a very, very important speech that he gave at Columbia University. And I'm just going to read you a paragraph out of that speech. And it's on our website, the speech in its entirety. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And he was talking about the silent weapons, quiet wars system. And we had another warning back in 1956. Now, keep in mind, 1956 was just after the adoption of the silent weapons system by the Bilderbergs in 1954. And this is a former FBI director's warning to all of us. Quote, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And this is former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. We have been warned that back in the 50s and 60s, when these men, particularly John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in trying to warn us, it was too insane. And when the Iron Mountain Report that was worked on in the 60s by experts who met in upstate New York in a nuke facility called Iron Mountain. They didn't only just meet there, but after a few years, after Kennedy was assassinated, the report was completed, and it was given to Johnson, President Johnson, and Johnson said, because of the content, this is never to get out to the people. Well, a whistleblower released it back in the 1966-1967, and it was absolutely insane. People back then were certainly having a greater level of prosperity than they had in many years, and when the government said that this was a hoax, people believed it. They couldn't accept it, but it's real. Everybody needs to watch the YouTube video. Now, keep in mind, the YouTube video was put together by a pastor who has references, biblical references. Now, the document itself does not have biblical references, but I do recommend everybody watch the YouTube because I think it really helps dispel it out. And it's very important to see how they created global warming. NASA was behind that, and how they invented it, how they are polluting the planet and blaming it on us. And you will see how they stealthily shredded the Constitution by what happened in Waco, and how we watched on television as they committed crimes, killing all those people by military equipment. Those people in Waco were tried and executed on prime time television and without the rule of law, because the rule of law was already taken from us at that point. But they were demonstrating to us and seeing how we would be socially engineered to accept what was happening, what they were creating, a new world order. They also talk about in the Iron Mountain Report how they would dismantle our education system. They have. How they would also create a health system that would ultimately not give us what we need. Well, we see that happening right now as well. It talks about how they would just absolutely shred everything about the United States. They show how they will go house to house, search and seizures, how they will divide families and put them in camps. We're hearing a lot about FEMA camps. Well, I can tell you that in the Iron Mountain Report, they talk about how the planned occupation of America and the plan to process our families domestically. And we're being conquered right now. This is the next plan. So when you watch the Iron Mountain documentary, you will not only see what they've done, how their plan has gone forward, and what is still left and remains to be done. You will see how the zip codes and why the zip codes were set up. You will see the intention to divide the United States into 10 territories.
Folks, we're just scratching the surface with Deborah Taveras. We'll be back with hour number two in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stepp.
With finance.